Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Thursday, April 30th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, did the most impactful 24-hour period of macro and micro data in history support a continuation of the risk-on market regime? Our answer is yes for now. The historic spate of U.S. macro data and corporate results generally affirmed our bullish, resilient U.S. economy, paradigm C, productivity boom, and jobless recovery themes. Big tech's AI arms race is catalyzing an unprecedented CapEx supercycle, with aggregate spending guidance from Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, and Microsoft surging to $715 billion in 2026, nearly double the $376 billion they deployed last year. Elsewhere, the ECB and Bank of England outhawked the marginally hawkish Fed, resulting in a sharp decline in the US dollar, which is positive for global liquidity. Ideally, the US dollar declines because of accelerating global growth and outward bound capital flows, but the probability of this more sustainable outcome occurring over the medium term is low and falling. As such, investors must be prepared to reduce risk in the coming weeks if today's accelerated US-Iran brinksmanship devolves into a resumption of kinetic conflict, which would likely prolong the closure of the Strait of Hormuz and transfer the elevated sudden stop risk embedded in global supply chains to the global liquidity cycle. As always, a wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Trim PCE Ignore Hormuz. It says, working through Warsh's framework and stuck on one piece. Dallas Fed trim mean PCE is at 2.3%. Headline CPI is at 3.3% and rising, with Brent at $115 a barrel and Hormuz effectively closed, double closed. Trim PCE equals ignore Hormuz. That is the framework working as designed, Warsh's framework. The question I cannot resolve is, if Warsh cuts into reaccelerating headline CPI on a 2.3% trim mean read, does the long end accept the productivity story, or does this the moment yields blow out and force yield curve control? So outstanding question. Love this question. A couple things I'll say to start, which is number one, Warsh is not going to come in and cut anything, as we saw with yesterday's descent from the Fed. Very clear that the room is sort of splintering apart, which is something we called for going back to last fall in terms of the policy rate getting a lot closer to a lot of the high end of the estimates of neutral. So you already have a lot of Fed officials who don't want to continue easing to begin with. And oh, by the way, now we're in an energy supply shock that should provide some upward drift on headline inflation that may, in subsequent months, spill into underlying measures of inflation like trim mean PCE, median CPI, et cetera. Right now, they're being the energy price spike is not being adequately picked up by these sort of underlying measures of inflation. What history shows is that, you know, typically what you did, you do see some pass through, and that pass through is likely to be accelerated, of course, if the Fed opts to ease policy here. But in our opinion, that's a low probability event based on a variety of factors, most notably market pricing, as well as the forward guidance that we received yesterday. And then the final thing I'll say on this is with regards to the long end, accepting the productivity story, the jury's still out on whether the long end of the Treasury curve and FOMC in general buys into the Kevin Warsh argument that higher productivity equals lower inflation and lower rates across the curve. That is one view. I generally have sympathy with that view based on a variety of our other fundamental research themes, but it's not a clear-cut, straightforward answer. So I think the markets and the Fed itself are going to have to, you know, roll up their sleeves and dig into the data in the coming quarters and years to really ascertain what the most likely probability of that outcome is. In our view, we think there is scope to cut rates and there is scope for the bond yields to drift lower alongside that. But again, that's not the only factor impacting bond yields. The most important factor, as we all know here, is the geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance in the Treasury bond market that remains ongoing and will likely accelerate in the coming quarters and years. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our Macro Minute for Thursday, April 30th, 2026. We'll be publishing our May 2026 Macro Scouting Report presentation to our community, our global investor community, this afternoon. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a fantastic presentation. I'm looking forward to it. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.